My brother is so good at baseball, and my sister makes amazing pottery, but I'm no good at anything.
Don't get down on yourself. God formed you to be exactly who you are, which means you're special. Guess what? You're listening to the one and only Keys for Kids, a great way to grow your faith in God. My name is Zach. Is there something about yourself that you don't like? I used to hate how big my ears were. Whenever I got a new haircut, it was like my ears would stick way out and embarrass me. But when I read Isaiah 64:8, I realized that I was wrong. It says, "We are the clay and you are our potter. We are the work of your hand." See, that verse taught me that God made me exactly how I am, and if he put that much work into me, I should accept it too. And eventually, my head grew big enough to make my ears normal size. Let's listen to our story today. It's called Lumps of Clay. Cecilia walked beside her mother on the way to an open house at her sister Kaylin's school. "How will we find Kaylin?" asked Cecilia. "She said she'd be in her pottery class," answered Mom. "And she gave me directions to get to it." They soon found the place where Kaylin was working, and they sat down quietly at the back of the room. The class instructor was at his potter's wheel, demonstrating how to make a clay vase. The students watched and then began working on their own projects. "Kaylin's good, isn't she?" whispered Cecilia, watching her older sister work. "Yes," said Mom. "The vase she's making will be lovely, filled with flowers." Cecilia sighed. "Ben plays baseball, Sienna sings in the choir, and Kaylin makes pottery. But me, I'm like..." Cecilia gestured toward the instructor's table. "I'm like one of those ugly lumps of clay." "Cecilia," said Mom gently, "the vase Kaylin is making was a lump of clay like those. And so was the one the instructor's making. Those lumps are the clay the potter uses to make beautiful things." Cecilia looked at the instructor. A tall vase was being shaped by his skillful fingers. "Imagine one of those ugly lumps ending up like that." "You know, we're all like lumps of clay," said Mom. "On our own, we can do nothing. But God is our potter, and he skillfully molds and shapes us into something useful and beautiful. We just need to be pliable and..." "What does that mean?" asked Cecilia. "Pliable? That means soft and easy to mold," explained Mom. "If the clay is hard, it's also hard to mold it. And if we're stubborn and our hearts are hard, if we insist on doing things our way instead of trusting God, then he needs to soften our hearts before he can shape our lives into something beautiful." She smiled at Cecilia. "You're not an ugly lump of clay. You're a pliable one. You know Jesus, who has softened your heart with his love. Just be patient. And little by little, God will begin to show you who he's molding you to be." Well, how about you? Is your heart pliable? Are you trusting God to guide you in what he wants you to do in your life? Maybe you feel less important when other people can do things you can't. But the important thing is to do what God wants you to do. He created you and loves you, and you can trust him to shape your life into something beautiful. Let him mold you into the person he wants you to be. Our key verse is found in the Old Testament book of Isaiah, chapter 64, verse 8.
"O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay, and you are potter. We are the work of your hand."
And our key thought for today, let God form you. Countdown to Christmas with Keys for Kids Radio's Advent Cards. Starting December 1st, find each day's story on the card, talk with your family through the questions, and ask God to help you apply the verse to your life. Get the Advent Cards at keysforkids.net and tap Countdown in the menu. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.